Rai Argentina to the World presents The History of Argentine Rock. Today we bring you Patricio Rey y sus Redonditos de Ricota. Now this is a very interesting case. It's a very special group because allegedly were, they disbanded in 2000, the most popular rock group in the history of Argentina. At the time of their breakup, they were able to muster 140,000 people in the River Plate Stadium. And the band's frontman and vocalist, Carlos El Indio Solari, until he semi-retired from performances as a solo player, would gather hundreds of thousands of people in their shows. They were born in the city of La Plata in the mid-1970s, and not as a rock group exclusively. They were part of a multi-artistic experience that involved theater and performances, even gastronomic tastings. Music was just one aspect of those shows that the band, then a part of a group of artists, a community of artists, offered in La Plata first and then in the city of Buenos Aires. Eventually, the other non-musical aspects of the proposal were dropped and the band became a proper rock band into the first half of the 1980s when they conquer the underground trail of pubs and venues in the city of Buenos Aires. Before half of the 1980s, they released their first album, Gulp, that became success, even though it was distributed independently. But it was definitely a sold out and gained them a cult status among loads of youngsters in the mid-1980s. Enough of stock for this introduction. This is a feature about music and about Redonditos de Ricota this Monday. Let us listen to a little bit of their music. Had a great number of very good songs because the partnership that wrote the songs, Indio Solari, the singer, and the guitarist, Caio Ellinson, was very effective in penning songs like this one we've been hearing on the background, A little bit of French love, un poco de amor francés. The band's lineup was completed with a sax player, drums, and bass. And as I was saying, they were a cult band in the mid-1980s, but when they recorded the album that included this song, A Little Bit of French Love, an album called La Mosca y la Sopa, they had like a breakthrough into a new generation in the 1990s. Much younger people that did not see them in the 1980s, but became huge fans of the band, and this is when they became massive, playing large venues. They had a setback, a tragic one, in 1991 when one of their fans, Walter Bulacio, was killed by the police before one of their concerts. That were gaining the fame of being like very passionate, not to say chaotic. That's when they started touring the provinces, something unprecedented in Argentina. This is one of the most important bands in the country, and they didn't play Buenos Aires venues. They would play in different spots of the country, but their fans would move to these places to see them, no matter how far from BA these places were. Let us listen to another of the songs by Patricio Rey, Y Sus Redonditos de Ricota. That's the full name, everybody calls them Los Redondos. This is The Kid of the Shipyards. Los Astilleros, the boy of the shipyards, of the shipyards kid, another of the songs that are already classics of Argentine rock, no doubt about it. Well, during the 1990s they released several albums that were very well sold until they disbanded in the year 2000, and as I said before, Indio Solari would go on with his solo career, performing Redondo's songs as well as his own songs. Until a couple of years ago, he performed for hundreds of thousands of people in Tandil, here in Buenos Aires province, in a concert that was quite chaotic. There were people who were killed in an avalanche, and he stopped performing since then, in addition to having some health issues that he's struggling with. But focusing on the band and the music, their legacy is that of this kind of sound, featuring sax as well as very powerful riffs. Many bands that came up from the 1990s onwards in Argentina are very, very much influenced by the music of Patricio Rey y Sus Redonditos de Ricota. This was another edition of The History of Argentine Rock, a feature produced by Gustavo Ríos.